Hey, Gina.
Yes?
Have you ever had a coffee facial?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, pro tip, make sure it's not hot, fresh coffee you spill all over your face.
Ooh. So do tell, how did you give yourself a coffee facial?
Because my arm had a spasm, apparently, and my cup of coffee went all over me, and by all over me, I mean all over my face, in my hair, down my neck, on my shirt, on my wall, on the carpet. It went everywhere.
That doesn't sound like a heavenly spa experience.
No, it was a Dawn trying to leave the house on a Tuesday morning experience.
Yeah. I guess you were just being a hot mess again, huh?
Yes, I was.
I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn.
And, you know, we're hot mess moms.
And I'm not wearing coffee right now.
Yay! But we're late recording this episode this week.
Yeah, we are.
It's literally like the day it's going to release and we're like, it's 3 o'clock. Let's record our podcast now.
Yeah, normally I try and have the podcast episodes published at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we didn't make that
happen. It didn't happen this week because life happens.
Because we're being hot messes.
Well, we're busy and
we have been busy this week.
It's been a busy week.
Yeah,
so thanks for waiting for us patiently.
But you're gonna, they're just sitting there refreshing the page. I really think that's happening.
Of course they are. Because we are hilarious.
I've actually had a couple of things, like a couple of comments and random private messages, which I love getting, by the way, about the hashtag blue crayon.
We're making friends. I still haven't had anybody say blue crayon to me, which, hello, kind of breaks my heart, people.
Everybody wants to be my friend.
Aw, McDonald's.
I love you.
Yeah, they don't love me. But anyways, that's fine. But I have gotten messages from people that have said how... So, sorry for the pause. Gina had to cough. And then we had to pause.
Yeah, I don't like coughing into the microphone.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody appreciates that.
Yeah.
But I have had messages about just people that like the podcast and how funny they think we are and that, like, we're real is what I get.
we are real.
I'm not the only one. Thank you. Like, it's kind of been that sentiment.
Which is awesome.
Which I love even more than the blue crayon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys are enjoying it. At one point, I was like, why aren't we doing this again? And then I was like, oh, yeah, people actually listen.
Yeah,
like,
so leave us some reviews and stuff on iTunes so we can start showing up and stuff.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And thank you, and I won't spill coffee on you either.
At least, you know, you're trying to get away from the spilling of the coffee. That's like coffee abuse, by the way.
I know, and I was super mad at myself when it happened, because I really, like, I assume I must have hit the door jamb with my elbow or something, but I don't remember doing that, so maybe my house is haunted, and a ghost was like, aha, watch this, and smacked my arm at it, you know, just completely out of the way.
Wait, were you running late that day?
No, I was, like, normal amount of time, and I was about to walk down the stairs, and I stopped at the top of the stairs to say something to my child, like, turn off your bedroom light, because that's normally what I have to say to her. And then all of a sudden, my arm went flying, and so did all of my coffee. And I said a very, very vocally loud four-letter word that started with the letter fork, started with the letter F, but was not the word fork. I said, and then my daughter said, what? Because that's always my reaction when something random happens that I didn't want to happen.
Okay.
That's, you know. But I wasn't late to work.
No, you weren't.
I was not. I don't like being late. That stresses me out.
Well, you know. I'm late all the time. I swear I was late to my own wedding. I'll be late to my own funeral. It was okay, though, because we were in the same car together, so it's not like he could have got married without me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm late to, like, everything. I almost missed my college graduation because they do, like, they walk through the line and they check to make sure everybody's there, and then, like, right before they walk out, they do one final check.
Yeah.
And the lady was three people behind me, and I was like, like, if I would have been right there at that corner, which was like four more people down, she was like, you wouldn't have walked. And I was like, crap. Oh. So I was literally like almost too late to graduate college.
I will be early to my funeral.
It's not like they can start without you.
That's true, but I will just be early. I'm, like, I am very much one of those, if you're on time, you're late, and if you're early, you're on time kind of people. Like, if I have to be somewhere at 7, I'm going to try and be there by 6:45.
This is, like, a foreign concept to me.
Okay, so here's how this works.
Okay.
When I know that I have to, like, I leave my house at 7... because I can't drop my daughter off at school until 7. We live 2 minutes from the school.
Okay.
It's really like 4 minutes through neighborhoods and whatever. Right. But, gotcha. So we'll leave at 7 or 6:55, whatever. And then I will get there and I will drop her off. And then I will leave and then I will drive here. I know exactly how much time it takes unless I get stopped by like a tractor or something random, you know, person yeah. driving slow. But I know I'm probably going to be here by 8:10.
Yeah.
And that's generally what it's been.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because yeah. I'm anal about being on time.
yeah, I try to be on time for the big things, but I'm not going to lie. Like, if I'm 5 minutes late, I'm not stressing out about it.
But see, I don't stress out about other people being late when it's like I'm 5 minutes late. What stresses, and it's past the point of stresses me out. To me, what I think is just flat out rude is when you make plans with somebody and they know the plans are for, say, 7 o'clock at night. And they have no intention of even starting to get ready until 7:15.
Oh, no.
To
no,
me,
I'm not gonna
and
do that.
I know people who are like that. And to me, that's not, I'm just a late person. That's just inconsiderate of my time. And I'm going to stop hanging out with you.
Yeah, no, I'm not that bad. I'm like a 5 to 10 minute late kind of girl.
Yeah, that's why I have you message me and you're like, we're at Green Hill. I'm like, I got 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get super stressed out about being late, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe it comes from years of being my own boss and I don't have to punch the time clock anymore.
Yeah, a lot of mine comes from the military where you are, like, late's not an option in the military. You don't show up late, ever. Because if you do, it's more than like, hey, you know, Dawn, you're late this morning. It's not like that. It's an issue. And then my last job, the night shift guy, they couldn't go home until we got there.
Yeah.
So for me being late, it wasn't just, oh, hey, I'm running 10 or 15 minutes late. Somebody else had to stay and wait until I got there.
Yeah.
And that's rude. And I'm very big about being rude. I don't like being rude to other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Hannah was here last night and we went to dinner and stuff. And she, bless her heart, she's having an existential crisis because she doesn't know what she wants to major in and she's halfway finished with college. That's a whole nother episode. But I was trying to help her and I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, there's nothing that interests you. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I just don't know.
The 18-year-old version of my child that likes nothing.
Basically. So, and she said, well, I don't even really know that you could help me. And I was like, okay. I was like, I really can't, honestly. She said, you don't even have your stuff together. And I was like, really? I don't? But, like, does anybody? And she said, Dawn does. Dawn is the most together person I know. She was like, I think she's the adultiest adult ever. And I was like, okay then. All right. Good to know.
That is probably one of the oddest compliments I've ever received, but I do kind of love it.
So you have your act together.
I do. I like knowing that I have my world together, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And maybe that's part of being an organizer, is I like having my life. Like, I have no problem wanting a big life. Like, I do. I want a big life, if that makes sense to anybody.
Yeah.
But I want my big life to be very simple. And I don't like making things hard on myself. So if I can figure out a way to plan something out or, like, get a formula, I'm gonna.
I like formulas. I like plans. I really do. But
This is why I go to bed at 9 o'clock, like a 90-year-old woman.
I go to bed at, like, 11.
Nope, too late. I need to be up in the morning. I need a full night's rest. I need to be up in the morning.
I don't sleep 8 hours, though. We've had this discussion.
I sleep, like, 7, but I still need a full night's rest.
Six hours and I'm done.
I can't do the 22-year-old go to bed at 2, get up at 6 thing anymore because I'll hurt for a month. Like, I know that about me, so there's no doing that. I'm going to go to bed early.
Yeah, I can't sleep a full night. Like, 6 hours and I'm good. Like, I'm up early. I'm up usually before you are, but I go to bed way after you do.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I need my rest. Because it's just too... It's probably why I'm the adultiest adult ever.
Probably.
I get a good night's rest. And I get up early and, you know, and I'm not late to stuff. I'm really boring. I sound super unadventurous.
You do.
I do. But I also want to go ziplining this summer or something. You know, like, I like adventure. I don't like chaos. If that makes sense.
I thrive in chaos. I really do.
We talked about that earlier today. Like, you're very much like kind of seat of your pants on a day-to-day basis. Yes. What am I going to do today? Yes. I need to know, what am I doing first thing in the morning? What are my responsibilities for today? I need to tackle those. Like,
yeah.
I like spontaneity. I do not like chaos. Freaks me out. I feel stressed out and like I don't have a handle on what's going on. And I don't like feeling like I don't have a handle on what's going on. Again, it's probably why I'm a good organizer.
Yeah, and I'm very much of the mentality of, I don't want to do that today. I'm not going to do it. Like, I want to do this. Or, I forgot to do that. It really needs to get done today.
Like a podcast?
Yeah. Like a podcast. You know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the day it's supposed to be published.
Yeah,
like,
you know. Yeah.
It's true, though. Like, I juggle a lot.
Yeah,
and
you do.
You know, sometimes you have to let one ball hang up in the air for a little while mm-hmm. so that you're, you know, tending to the other, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the fun of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I have to get used to that. Either that or I'm going to be the most scheduled entrepreneur ever.
Well, you've had, like, creative jobs in the past, though, right? Because if you guys don't know, she actually came to work for me full-time this week.
I did. So, this is my first week. It's, you know, I've made it a week.
Yay!
And I've learned stuff this week. Like, I have learned things. I like that. I like learning stuff.
Yeah, you've learned, like, some little things and some even bigger things, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I would say video editing's kind of a biggie. Yeah. Like, the basics.
Right.
Yeah. Those are biggies.
Yeah, you've learned a little bit of graphic design stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I forget how much I know until somebody's like, how do I fit? And I'm like, oh, here, just let me do it. Like,
yeah, that we're going to have to work on. Because I can't learn if you take things away from me. And just, even though I know it's 1,000 times faster for you to do it, I need to, like, watch and do to learn something.
Yeah, I have to.
This is why I take notes when I watch you, so that I can try not to have to ask you when I'm doing it.
Do you ever watch NCIS?
I used to watch it all the time. I watched the New Orleans one.
Oh, I love New Orleans.
Yeah.
So anyway, the thing with Gibbs is like, he doesn't teach, you just watch.
Yeah.
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 That's the only way I'm like Gibbs. Like, you just basically have to watch. Like, you'll get it. But anyway, you've never really worked in a creative field before, right?
It depends. Well, okay, a little bit. I worked for a promotions company. There was no creativity involved in that. I just stood there and promoted things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the people with food at the grocery store on Saturday mornings?
Yeah.
I did that, but we did not do food. And then I worked for a radio station, promotions. It's not very creative.
No.
Just flirt with people at bars.
Yeah.
That was it. And then be like, ooh, 93Q, blah. You know, that was it.
Right.
You know what Monster Jam is?
Yes.
I painted the cars and the trucks and stuff that they jumped over, all the buses and stuff. I did that for like 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
It was creative in the fact that I was painting stuff, but it wasn't creative because it was like, these are the colors. Go paint those things.
Yeah.
Knock out all the windows. Like, that was it.
So you weren't like bring anything to life from your imagination.
Oh, Lordy, no. And then the military, there's none of that.
Yeah.
And then government contract, there's none of that.
See, like I've been a creative entrepreneur for so long that my brain just thrives on chaos. Like, and I was, like, even that way in college. Mm-hmm. Like, Whenever I had to write papers, I would intentionally wait until about 3 days before they were due because I knew I would work my best under pressure.
Under pressure? Yeah.
Yeah, I write my best under pressure.
I write my best when I have the time to think about what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't
have to. Or the point of what I'm trying to say.
I don't have to think about it that hard. It's one of the very few things in life that pretty much comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
Is I can get to the point and I can make it say what I want it to say.
Well, I can do that. But if I don't know what my point is, yeah. I'm going to struggle through writing to get to a point. You know what I mean? And yeah. If I don't know what my point is. Once I figure out what the point is I'm trying to make, then it kind of just comes out. And you've written my writing. It's...
Yeah. I mean, I always know what the point is. Like, I always know where I'm headed, what I'm doing, what the purpose is.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's why it's different. I don't know.
We're checking technical stuff.
We are checking.
Don't mind the dead airspace. We both looked at the computer sure the program was working at the same time. Because that's...
Fun times.
That's how recording a podcast last minute happens.
Yes. Well, it's how recording a podcast happens, period. Let's be honest. Did you almost give yourself another... What is that, a margarita facial?
It's not a margarita facial. It's a La Croix water facial.
A margarita facial sounds way better.
That sounds like a waste. That sounds sticky, honestly. I'm just going to be honest. And then when I think of that, I think I have to do more laundry. And I don't like that idea, so... My schedule's full enough. I don't want to do more laundry.
Oh, my gravy. You and the schedule, like, I don't understand.
You don't understand?
Do you literally schedule everything?
If I could, I would. I'm being dead serious.
Schedule in a bathroom break.
No, not down to that. Because when you got to go, you got to go. some things just happen naturally. But if I could, like... create a calendar in depth enough that would let me block out like times throughout a day, I would. But a lot of times, like, I don't know exactly how long something is going to take me to do, but I know that I have A, B, C, D, and E that need to get done today.
Well, this episode is not all about scheduling, but my point is, you really only need 3 frogs a day. And if you have 3 frogs a day, then everything else is just gravy on top.
3 frogs a day? Is that what you said?
3 frogs a day. Like, eat your frogs? Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Is it a Disney reference?
It is not a Disney reference.
Oh, okay.
So, eating your frogs means that it's those things that you don't want to do, but you really, really don't freaking want to do them.
Dishes
but they
and
have
laundry.
To get done.
Yes.
And, like, if you eat those frogs, if you get those things done and out of the way, the rest of the day gets easier. But you should only eat 3 frogs a day. Because if you only eat 3 frogs a day and you get the hard part out of the way, then... you know, you'll be far more productive the rest of the day. But you have to figure out what are the 3 biggest, most important tasks and eat those first.
I understand that logic. I would also have to break down, because I'm crazy, what frogs could get eaten at one point of the day. Because some frogs are, like, work-related and some frogs are home-related. I can't
do
home...
I'm talking about work. Like,
oh,
I mean, you would have to eat your home frogs
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, my day as a whole. Like, I know that there's laundry that needs to be folded tonight. That needs to get done. I've got some computer work that needs to get done. All of that's home stuff,
yeah.
But it needs to get done tonight. Yeah. You know, I've got client stuff that needs to get done. My car needs to be, that's a frog right there, cleaning out my car for my client session tomorrow.
So say that's the first thing you should do when you get home.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm organizing the organizer. But number one, it'll still be daylight out.
That's true.
And then number two, it's the worst one. You're like, oh, I gotta do that. Like, if something makes you say that, like, that's what you should tackle first.
That's very...
Because it's
that's
like...
That's a good...
It lifts... It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
And then you can high-five yourself?
Yeah.
Like I do all...
High-five.
High-fives. Yes. That's actually a good idea. I'm gonna clean out my car first when I get home.
Good job, Tina. I'm patting myself on the head.
Good job. Yeah. I probably would have just gone home and started with laundry. folding See? And hanging.
And you can hang and fold laundry at midnight. Well, I'm sorry. No. At 8:30.
I mean, let's be realistic. It is a Friday night. I'll be up till 10:30.
Oh, my baby.
I'll be up late tomorrow. I have plans tomorrow. I'm going out.
Oh.
We're going to play pool. Some friends from my old job.
Sounds fun.
It is going to be fun.
Oh, well, you'll have to tell us all about it next week.
I will.
I hope y'all have a really great week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, y'all.